This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
52 degrees outside. I noticed a little bitty spritzel. That's how I would describe it driving in. I don't know if it was coming down or if it was from the highway, but either way, just a little bit of windshield wipers on. Today, be careful. Highways are wet. Highs of 58 today, 60 tomorrow and Thursday. Chance for showers Thursday and Friday. And highs through the weekend only around the upper 50s or so. So we got some cool weather coming. And it's going to stay that way, which is good because it's December and it's the holidays, right? Dr. Robert Hogan joins us now, professor and department chair of political science at LSU. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Let's talk about this poll that's out by Gallup. And who is it? The Kettering Foundation. What did they find?
Yeah, I mean, they find that that Americans actually are maybe not as divided as a lot of people think they are on some very hot button issues or certainly issues that we think are important. They asked them a lot of questions, for example, asking about political compromise, they gave them this statement, political leaders should compromise with the other party to get things done, even if they don't like some parts of the compromise, versus political leaders should stick to their beliefs and avoid compromise, even if little gets done. And the survey found that 80% of the public agrees with that first statement, that compromise should be something that should be sought, where only 18% said that people should avoid compromise. And you see this in another question here about political violence. Is it never okay for people to use violence to achieve a political goal? 83% of the public agrees with that. Only 16% say it is sometimes okay for people to use violence as a way to achieve a political goal. So the major finding of this study in looking at these two questions and several others on things like multiculturalism and the influence of the wealthy find that there's a good bit of consensus, much more than you would think, given the degree to which people talk about polarization exists in the United States and the fact that right now the Congress has difficulty passing anything. Perhaps there's more agreement than we realize.
Then who's driving the division?
Well, I think one of the ways to interpret these results is to say you have to look at the language that they're using. I mean, oftentimes a poll result is dictated by the way you ask the question. And in some ways, the questions I just read, suggest that the right answer, the socially correct one, is to say, you want compromise. You don't want division. And it's never okay to use violence. Another way of viewing this is to say, there is some division here. I mean, when you say 16% of the American public says that sometimes it's okay to use violence as a way to achieve political goals, that's still a pretty high percentage point. 16% of 348 million people, you're talking tens of millions of people who might be prone to violence in certain situations. So a lot of this is sort of, you know, the relative perspective that you bring to this. But the other issue, too, I think the bigger one is that when you ask questions about basic American values, there's a great deal of agreement in American politics. And so it does make you wonder then, well, what is causing this? And I think part of it has to do with the structure of our politics, the political party structure, the role that interest groups, the increasing role that interest groups have started to play. And the other thing related to that last one there is that the monetary incentives for stirring mistrust and distrust and polarization. There's a way that a lot of, not, you wouldn't want to call them interest groups, but for-profit organizations that are attempting to monetize vitriol and extremism as a way of making a profit. So there are some people, and in the recent news items that have come out about how in foreign countries, of course, there are these bots and humans that are trying to stir dissent on Twitter and other social media platforms. So there's a lot going against us in some ways, but in other ways, maybe there is broad agreement on these very basic American values.
You know, anecdotally, I'll tell people, young people occasionally, it's not about black or white, it's not about male or female, it's about the haves and the have-nots, it's about those that are wealthy trying to keep those that are not wealthy divided so they don't pay attention to those that have the concentration of wealth. And I see this influence of wealthy question. Wealthy individuals and businesses should be limited in how much they can advance political candidates or causes they support. 83% say that's true, but yet it seems as though people sometimes will attach themselves to one side or the other without realizing that they're voting for things that are not in their best interests.
No, I agree with that, and I mean that is one that is amazingly high given what we have seen in recent decades in the United States. I mean, the Citizens United case and other sorts of not Supreme Court cases, but also federal legislation that has made it more difficult to track campaign dollars, to see where money is coming from in the political system. Those seem to be pushing in the opposite direction of what appears to be where a large majority of people would like the country to be. But oftentimes it does come down to how you ask the question. People, you know, think wealth should be limited, but when you start talking about, do you think people's free speech should a corporation be limited in what it should say? Should wealthy people, should they be limited to how much they can say or spend in a political debate? Those percentages go down rather dramatically.
When it comes to facts and opinions, that was kind of interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the facts and opinions, which this is the question on.
There are facts and then there are opinions. 88% say there are facts and then there are opinions. 10% say facts are just opinions and points of view.
I mean, and this gets to this idea that, I mean, it used to be that you're entitled to your opinions, but you're not entitled to your facts. Today, those kind of things have been very, very mingled here. And so people don't really see a big difference. You bring whatever facts, you know, it's alternative facts, as we say. I think people recognize that there is some fakeness in the political debate today. You can make an argument on almost any side of a political debate. And that's what's dangerous about American politics today, is that you got a lot of people who have a lot of money, who can make whatever case they want, and it seems just as legitimate as someone who may be an expert on a particular issue. This is a big, I mean, I would argue that this is what's going on right now with the whole debate concerning vaccines and that sort of thing. You have experts who study these issues for a very, very long period of time, who are not being paid off to make a particular argument, but their point of view is put on the same level as someone who perhaps is an expert in an area someone who's studied these issues quite extensively. So this is a big issue, and in a democracy, it all comes down to what voters think, and whether voters are able to make or to distinguish between who are the charlatans and who are the people who do have the expertise that they should listen to.
Let's take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. Vast majorities of Americans support compromise. Vast majorities oppose political violence. So why are things so polarized? We're trying to figure it out. We'll continue to try to figure it out. When we come back, 621, Traffic Now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
6:27 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor and Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. We're talking about this new poll out by Gallup that shows vast majorities of Americans support compromise, vast majorities reject political violence, but why are things so polarized? Because we are used to see, rather, liberal Republicans elected and conservative Democrats. Are those becoming as extinct as, like, the woolly mammoth and the dodo, Professor, a conservative Democrat or a liberal Republican?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the political party structures have gone through, you know, this homogenization process starting in the 1960s with the adoption of the Voting Rights Act. You saw, districts being created that were much more homogenous, Democratic and Republican, and you have Republicans that are being elected to districts that are much more conservative, and Democrats elected to districts that are much more liberal. And so what that means is they don't have to see eye to eye. They are representing their constituents when they go to Congress, and so compromise is much less likely. And we've seen just an increase in that as redistricting efforts, this last round of the redistricting arms race that we're observing right now, just makes this compounds this problem even more. It's important to keep in mind, of course, in sort of the broad look of American history, polarization has probably been the way we have been for most of our history. With the New Deal in the 1930s and 1940s, you saw FDR forging a coalition of liberals and conservatives within the Democratic Party, and that lasted again until the 1960s. And during that time, you could argue that that was a unique period of American history in which liberals and conservatives coexisted in each of the major political parties. So maybe we were reverting back to like things were after the Civil War, in which you have a lot more polarization in Congress.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time as always. Dr. Robert Hogan, a professor and department chair of political science at LSU. We're going to talk to Walter Dublane when we come back from UNO, my alma mater, about Louisiana approving a Medicaid contract that's the biggest, most expensive in the state's history. Right now, we pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. It is currently 6:38, 22 till 8. You're getting a lot of traction on our survey question this morning. Best holiday movie ever. People are interpreting this as the best Christmas movie ever, but I didn't say that. That's the best holiday movie ever.
Right.
So what other holiday movies do they have besides Christmas movies? What other movies do they do holidays about?
Does Independence Day count as a 4th of July movie?
Sure, they can if you like. Or they did one, I think they had a movie about Labor Day or something where they a convict escapes or something. I don't know. Die Hard is coming in. Elf is coming in. Groundhog's Day would be a holiday
Groundhog
movie.
Groundhog Day
Fiegel,
counts.
Jordan Fiegel jumps in. That counts. Somebody else said Blazing Saddles. I don't quite know what holiday that is, but... What's your favorite holiday movie? 504-260-1870 will comprise a list, and I'll let you know how they finish top five. See if yours comes in the top five as we announce the results around 9 o'clock. We'll take a break and back talk about Medicaid here on WWL. 644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Cold, gray, chilly December morning, and I like it. Because it's perfect for December 2nd. Walter Dublane joins us, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO, I'm proud to say. Morning, Dub. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
What's going on with Medicaid in the state?
Well, they just released a report that they have to renew their annual contracts. Our Medicaid program works as what's called a managed care program, where the state actually has six different private insurance companies, you know, United, Blue Cross, Aetna, almost all the biggies have a part of this. And what they do is they work on a capitated plan where they have a certain number of Medicaid recipients that are assigned to each of these six private companies, and the state pays the companies a fixed amount per month, per member per month. And then the companies are responsible for taking care of the actual costs of the people. It works very much like the Medicare Advantage plan does for Medicare. You know, there's two versions of Medicare. One is the pure government version, and one is the one where you have your Medicare through a private company, and it's like that.
So this surprises me, and I can't believe with all the conversations we've had, I've never realized this before, that there are different insurance companies as it relates to Medicaid. I guess I don't know. I never did really stop to think about where. I guess I thought maybe the state just paid for it, that it was like a single-payer kind of deal. Is there a difference between benefits with what insurance company you're assigned to?
I think there are some. Now, that there are some requirements that everybody has to provide pretty much everything that Medicaid covers. Now, what's different is they do have each company of these six companies has to negotiate separately with the different hospitals and stuff like that. But so if you're just like you are with Medicare Advantage, you might not be able to go to some doctors or some hospitals. There's a preferred provider list on some of them, I believe. But I think the coverage is pretty much the same.
Do you get to pick what insurance company you're on? I guess I'm just wondering how Medicaid works in general.
Yes. You do. In fact, you can switch from one to the other. It doesn't happen very often, but every November, like with other programs, you can switch companies if you don't like something that you have is doing. The good thing about this is that these insurance companies now have a different incentive than they used to. You know, back when it was a single payer program where the state, you know, handled everything. Every time anybody went to the doctor, they paid. Now the insurance companies actually make more money if they can figure a way to keep you healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Because they get the same amount of revenue no matter how many times the patients go to the hospital or whatever. So if they can keep their people healthy, you know, people like high blood pressure, diabetics, things like that, high cholesterol, people that have these, chronic diseases, if they can kind of try to give them incentives to keep on their meds and do things like that and not go to the emergency room and not go to the hospital as much, then the insurance companies actually make more money that way. So I kind of like the idea behind it.
Who is eligible for Medicaid?
Everybody over 138% of the federal poverty line, which, again, for a family of four, that's about $34,000. Below that, if your family of four, if your income is below about $34,000, you qualify for Medicaid under the expanded care that John Bel Edwards signed into effect.
And this recent contract approval includes the Medicaid expansion, keeps those people on that expansion?
Yeah, the only difference, I mean, most people would know the difference. The big difference is we have a 1.5 million people in Louisiana on Medicaid. Of those, two-thirds approximately are on what we call old Medicaid. The old Medicaid, the federal government pays about two-thirds of the cost, and the state pays one-third. Of the other 500,000 people that got signed up in the Medicaid expansion, the difference is the federal government pays 90% of their cost instead of just 67%, 63%. Mm-hmm. But as far as the actual operation of the people, it's all the same. It's just how what percentage the federal government pays for is higher under the new expanded Medicaid, but everything else about it is identical.
So at no point did I ask you how much are these contracts for? How much is the state spending on Medicaid?
Oh, well, again, that was kind of the news item is that they say these are the biggest contracts that the state has and the most expensive contract in state history. Well, they're always the most expensive contracts, and every year they go up, so they continue being the most expensive mm-hmm. because healthcare, you know, is going up for everybody. That's the deal. I guess the number is more than $17 billion, which is, you know, far and away, if you add that together, that's far and away the biggest expense from the state. Now, again, most of that money comes from the federal government, mm-hmm. but it passes through the state.
So the state pays how much for Medicaid and how much comes out of the state coffers and how much comes from the feds?
Well, again, for the old Medicaid, it's about one out of every $3 for the state and the federal government.
But I was wondering about total.
I don't know if I know exactly that breakdown.
Well, let me take a break. We'll talk about it when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker. WWL, if you were to see Jordan Vigil in Master Control, Dub Lane, and then hear this music come out, the incongruity would make you laugh as well. Let's talk about Medicaid. Is it a universal system, a universal health care? Is that basically what Medicaid is? And could this be an indication of what it would look like if the country were to adopt some kind of universal health care? Or maybe compare and contrast that with single payer. Is one different than the other?
Well, again, universal means everybody has it. The United States is the only developed country that does not have universal health care, where we have a substantial portion, almost 10% of our population, that is uninsured.
But if we did, would it look like Medicaid?
But if we did, the Democrats are actually proposing not Medicaid for all, but Medicare for all. But again, and Medicare is, again, a single-payer program. The ones that are wanting to have a universal health care for the U.S. are usually proposing we put everybody on Medicare mm-hmm. rather than putting everybody on Medicaid.
So what would the difference be?
Well, again, Medicare, again, has deductibles and copays. Medicaid doesn't. And so it's one that makes a little more sense.
So do other countries have free universal health care, or does everybody pay a little bit, or does it depend on what country you're talking about?
It depends very much on what country we talk about. Countries like the UK and Canada both have a single-payer insurance company, and there are really no deductibles or no copay. So they're a lot like Medicaid. Everything you go to is free, except for, you know, vision and dental and some, I think, pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. But all we think of as hospitals and doctors are all free. But most other countries, you know, Germany and France and Japan and everybody else has very, very different systems. Switzerland, for instance, has about 30% copays. Japan has big, high copays. France doesn't have any, but Germany does. So all the other systems are quite a bit different than each other.
So when it comes to the expanded amount, it's going to continue to go up every year, right? Because prices don't come down.
Right. Well, again, healthcare costs are going up, and they're going up faster than the rate of inflation. for several reasons. One of the biggest ones right now is all these new drugs that are coming out. I know somebody that ends up spending, has a drug that costs $34,000 a month.
Wow.
To keep them alive. And now that's wonderful because they're alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
but the cost of many of these new drugs are just really, really phenomenal. Now, the other healthcare costs are going up. Hospital costs are going up tremendously. Labor costs are going up and everything else is. So, healthcare is really doing an increasing portion of our budget right now.
Thank you, Dub. Appreciate your time. We'll talk about Lane Kiffin when we come back here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.